What do you think that does? It drives them crazy.
And, yes.
Another ship named USS Liberty is an affront to my dead shipmates, the wounded, their families, and all Americans who serve this country, because that's what it's about, liberty.
It's kind of a remarkable thing that it just so happens that the name of your ship was such an appropriate name for what the ship now represents. What I'm hoping, Phil, is that you'll before the show ends, be sure to give your phone number where I can reach you to the engineer. And he'll share it with me off the air. But I'll be calling you and be on all the things that we're talking about here, if that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely. You bet. That's great. I'm glad that you're doing that. I'd be more glad to. Thank you.
All righty.
James, I want to chat briefly with Phil. And I know we kind of went sailing through our top of the hour break. Do we want to take that, or can I jump in?
Well, let me compliment John Stadtmiller and the engineers at RBN. You're going to the time is yours, George. And throughout this interview with Phil Turney, folks, the engineers at RBN have been offering to skip breaks, that's the lifeline to keep radio on the air. They've been offering to skip breaks, and they did just skip one so that you could hear Phil Turney without being interrupted. So, George, the air is yours right now.
All right, I'll get on with it. Mr. Phil, you mentioned 911 and the Twin Towers. I'm, for one, pretty disgusted. We went just sailing through the 15-year anniversary of that, and nobody said a peep. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of people involved in making that questionable event happen. I think it's pretty obvious that the success the other side had in doing in the USS Liberty emboldened them to go, okay, if we can get the Liberty, let's go for something bigger. So they killed how many? 3,000-plus people in New York City, and talk about the memory hole. I mean, for the first 6 months after 9-1-1, that's all we saw on TV. The burning towers and then all of a sudden it dropped and we've never seen it again. I've never seen a picture or a depiction of 9-1-1. It's utterly ignored, and it makes me angry. So how much are we going to go 50 years before anyone speaks up about 9-1-1? Both very ugly incidents.
Well, you know, you make a very outstanding point that should be repeated many, many times. When I had my own show on RBN, I had the chairman of Architects and Engineers on my show. His name escapes me, but it was a wonderful show. It should be in the archives at RBN.
Richard Gage.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, he told everybody, he says, hey, Phil, that was a controlled explosion. Those airplanes did not bring down those towers. And our good buddies that were jumping up and down, the dancing Israelis, they called them, and holding up lighters and happy the towers are coming down, and then capturing these guys in one of the tunnels. I think it was the Holland Tunnel. I might be wrong, but they all got shipped out of the country. So there's no way the airplanes brought them down. The buildings were built too good. They were all fireproof. I know a lot about fireproof. If you remember back, Empire State Building got hit by a bomber that barely even shook the building. Now, they didn't have the technology back then with the firefighting and everything to make the steel melt and all that other stuff. So it's ridiculous. ridiculous. And then Building 7 comes down, and it was never touched. It was never touched. So, yeah, I agree with you. Nefarious, despicable, unrealistic, and this is not just something that people I dreamed up or you guys did. It's the truth. Now, when you've got a bunch of engineers and architects who say it never happened, it could have happened that way. It was done by an inside job. We know who pulled that job off. Just like you said, they got by with murdering people on the Liberty. They wanted a war. They wanted more wars. They got their wars. George Bush went in to get Saddam Hussein. And because he had nuclear weapons or chemical weapons or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. That was a bogus attack on a sovereign state. Now look at Iraq. Now, I'm not a fan of a dictator, and I'm not. But at least if Hussein would have stayed in power, there would be hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people still alive instead of us going in there and then leaving it like we did when Obama came into power. And the Middle East is a hot spot, folks. Everybody knows it. So you're extremely spot on about the attack on America by supposed 4, 5, 6 guys with knife cutters that brought down the towers. Couldn't happen.
That's very profound, what we just heard you say, Phil. And I want to touch on something else that's going on. Back on October 2nd, 2007, a reporter, very prominent reporter, very distinguished reporter named John Crudson, wrote a bombshell article on the front page of the Chicago Tribune. It was a complete expose on the USS Liberty. And he interviewed Marine Staff Sergeant Bryce Lockwood. Did you or do you know Bryce Lockwood?
Absolutely, I know him. They locked him down there. Like I say, I was in damage control, and Bryce got aboard the ship and rode to Spain. He was a linguist, the Russian linguist, I believe. There were three Marines that came aboard, two civilians. Both Marines, his buddies, were killed, and the civilians were killed. But Bryce did survive. When they finally did let me in the locked door, which was a keypad door, I told him, either let me in or I'm going to knock it down with an axe. Well, you don't have access. You don't have the clearance to get in here. And I said, well, yeah, I do. I'm in damage control. I'm going to get in there. And one of the shipmates opened the door. His name was Bob Stell. He says, okay, I'm going to let you in, but you can never say anything about a word of what's in here. And I mean, everything was blown up anyway. And I've been in those spaces before doing work for them. They cover everything up. It's no secret. I was so glad to get out of there after I did my work. It wasn't very comfortable for me or anybody around me that worked down there, because they didn't like people that weren't of their own kind down there. But there was a banging on the scuttle hatch, and I turned the scuttle hatch and I listened for air or water. If water would have come out, I would have closed it. But all I heard was air. I opened it up immediately, and I pulled Bryce Lockwood out, and I believe he had another sailor under his arms. And yeah, I know Bryce very, very well. In fact, he came out here and stayed in place, and as well as I went to his home in Missouri. So, and John Fruitson, by the way, lost his job over that because I asked him personally about, are you afraid you're going to lose your position by doing this? He said, oh, no, there's no way. I'm too high up. Well, he wasn't too high up because they canned him. He's gone. He's
wow. Wow. This is amazing to hear you say that because I remember I had a friend of mine in Chicago make sure he got me a copy of that edition of the Chicago Tribune, October 2nd, 2007. Because, folks, what this reporter, John Crutzen, just mentioned by Phil, did, he told the truth. He interviewed Bryce Lockwood and told the truth about the USS Liberty. It was the entire front page, big picture of the USS Liberty on the front page. And then inside, the next page, more. And this was an amazing. And I noticed that happened, Phil, that John Crutzen was right after that. They waited, you know, like a little bit, like a couple months. And then I said, you know what? They're going to can this guy. How did this guy get away with this, telling the truth? They transferred him to the Baltimore Sun, which is another paper they owned, and then they canned him. And this was a guy, folks, with Pulitzer Prizes, nationally recognized, very senior correspondent of the Chicago Tribune. And another thing that happened at that moment was that a patriotic family, help me with this, Phil or George or Paul, the family that owned the Chicago Tribune, a very patriotic family for decades, they sold the paper.
Colonel McCormick.
The McCormicks, that's right. The same family as the McCormick Reaper family. They sold their paper to a Jewish guy, and he then completely changed the Chicago Tribune. He also and they also bought the Los Angeles Times, the Baltimore Sun, were all part of this media package. And so that's very interesting to hear you say, Phil, that you're confirming what I just inferred, that John Crutzen lost his job because he told the truth about the USS Liberty, but now you're confirming it. Did you talk with John Crutzen yourself?
I talked with John one time, and I asked him a question. I said, John, if you get this credit, which I doubt they'll let you do, you're going to lose your job. No, I'm not. Don't worry about me. I'm going to make sure the story gets out there.
And, wow, that's amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's a real newsman. That's a real newsman.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the top reporters, folks, in the country, John Crutzen. And it was just, he had new facts. He had new revelations about the attack on the Liberty. And he had a picture of Bryce Lockwood there on the cover. You remember this, Phil, because you were there. I've forgotten that you pulled him out of that locker. You pulled him through that door that Bryce Lockwood he had burned, you know, smoke and fire all over his face and his clothes. I'm just looking here. I was adding it up, Phil, on the crew. The way up, just looking at the numbers here, it looks like there were only about 2 out of 3 of the surviving crew were injured. Only about a third were not injured in the attack.
Absolutely. I'd say 2/3 of the crew was either dead or wounded, and some were the walking wounded. Like me, I got shrapnel and napalm burns, but I could still perform my duties. I'm very thankful for that because, you know, gentlemen, when all this was going on, all you were looking forward to is just staying alive, getting your next breath, and didn't know when you were going to get it. You knew where you were going to get killed, but every second seemed like an hour. And before the attack finally ended, when Israel apologized, the gig was up, as we saw the Israeli flags on the torpedo boats. We reported it's Israelis that are doing it. Well, hell, Washington already knew that because we were set up to sink by our own government.
And tell the audience the story. I told it, but you know, I don't know what I'm talking about because I wasn't there. But I told our audience last week about your radio man who jury-rigged a wire to get a signal out because your towers and stuff have been knocked out by the Israeli jets. But he managed to get the signal out to the Saratoga and the America.
Right. His name was Terry Haldabardier, another good friend of mine. He lived with me for about a year. And Terry always told me this story. He never got a medal for his heroism. And what he did, there was a tuning antenna that had been taken offline because it wasn't working right. So the Israelis couldn't hone in on it, and they didn't hit it. And they got the antenna working. Terry used a long wire, a coaxial wire, got the word out 15 minutes during the attack, as we were being attacked, which was picked up around the world. Everybody knew it, and they didn't come help us. And eventually, Terry was awarded the Silver Star for his heroic action. And unfortunately, Terry died about 3 years ago. Just dropped over dead. So that's how urgent this story is, folks, to get out. Not just for the crew of the Liberty, but for the sake of our country, for God's sake.
And, you know, I'm thinking of another project that needs doing, pardon me, Phil, another project that needs doing unless part of it's already been done. If the idea of a movie dramatizing, you know, showing, recreating for people the power of what happened to you. That's the movie you're making. That's wonderful. But another thing is if there are documentarians out there, filmmakers who could just make a project out of getting as much video time as possible with you and your shipmates so that this can be the archive. I mean, hundreds and we it would be so good to have hundreds and hundreds of hours because, you know, even in this 3-hour show here, we only barely touch upon things. So much happened and so much has happened. If someone out there, and maybe you're onto something, maybe this is happening, Phil, but just to get an archive of hundreds and hundreds of hours, this radio man who died only 3 years ago, if there could only have been, you know, 50 hours of interviews with him and... each person interviews with everyone, and then this could become now with the miracle of the internet, get those interviews onto the internet. What's happening there? What do we have in the way of someone forming a great archive of interviews with you crew members?
Well, the archives still can be found by a shipmate of ours that was not aboard the Liberty at the time. He got off just before he left for sea for the last cruise. John Gadesco, he was an officer, he was an intelligence officer aboard the ship, a dear friend, and I sure miss that guy. Just super, and he's in the trailer film too. But you can go to Gadesco.com, G-U-I-D, S-K-O, Gadesco.com, and there is a treasure trove of interviews and newspaper articles and everything right there for you.
Give us the spelling of Gadesco again.
G-I-D-U-S-K-O.
Okay, I'm going to go there during the break. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells, and that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man.
We're back, folks. This is James Kelso. We're live on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which was not too long ago was the home to our guest, Phil Turney, who has a show. Everyone who's ever listened to that show has only the greatest things to say about your show, Phil.
Well, I certainly appreciate that very, very much. I couldn't come from a nicer person to say that. Again, Republic Broadcasting was my home for quite a few years, and I have great respect for everyone there. And I want all my friends there know that I think about them often, and I do listen to many different shows, but I was very, very lucky to get turned on to your radio show just yesterday. So I couldn't wait to get on because I just am so engulfed in this truth movement about the USS Liberty, and then you guys treat me so well. It's just it's just a great honor. I appreciate it so much.
Well, I think what happened to you on June. Thank you. What happened to you on June 8th, 1967 is maybe in all of American history, it's the clearest, it's the one event that just screams, about what's really going on. And it's also the one that is You know, there are some things, for instance, you know, we're all involved in different, we want to get the truth out about different things. But there's some controversy about some of these things. Not everything is known. About the USS Liberty, folks, there's no question at all as to what happened. And even the Israelis have admitted 90% of it. So this is a great way to teach people what's going on in our world, who's running the show, and you know, how history is being run. I'd like to, you know, Paul met you some years ago. I haven't had the privilege of meeting you, Phil. I hope to correct that situation. I'm up here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I hope at some point you and I will be at some Patriot event together. Have you ever been to an American Renaissance meeting, Phil?
No, I haven't. I have not.
I wonder if you'd be interested. I might call up Jared Taylor, who runs the American Renaissance meetings. The next one's going to be in August near Nashville at Montgomery Bell State Park. I'm going to call up Jared, I guess I'd have to ask you first. I know patriots at that meeting would love to hear from you as a speaker. So, but Paul, let me turn the microphone over to Paul Fromm, who I think is the leading spokesman, the leading campaigner for free speech in Canada, and has been covering the story of the USS Liberty for ever since it happened. Paul, why don't you take the microphone over here and talk to Phil for a while?
Well, do you have a timeline on that, on your film? You know, like when you'd like to have it produced?
Yes. We're trying to get it done this year on the 50th anniversary. Unfortunately, that didn't work out, but that doesn't deter us one bit, because this is a part of, forgotten history. And the timeline is just as soon as we get the funds, we're in production. That screenwriter, Dave Gahari, is going to do that. He's a writer for American Free Press. Great man, good friend, and very thorough. And talking about Nashville, I was just in Nashville yesterday. I flew out of there when we did a memorial service in Savannah, Tennessee, by the good gracious of the mayor and many other people there. But the main man behind it was Larry Broyles. Aboard the USS Davis, they came aboard the Liberty and his damage control team and stayed with us till we got to Malta. And he was a great supporter. And these guys, I got to tell you, when they came aboard the ship and saw firsthand.
Phil, we're going to come right back to that. The USS Davis pulling alongside the USS Liberty, folks. Stay tuned for that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Yes, indeed, folks. We're helping to rebuild America first right here.
The Hague has it right.
Go ahead, Paul.
Well, the Hague has it right. The time to rebuild.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And another great patriot that we lost, Merle Haggard. But before we lose the crew members of the USS Liberty, it's our job in the Patriot cause to get the voice of folks like Phil Turney out there. And Phil, I'm just on. Let me give people this resource. You alerted me to. I didn't know this was here. It's a website. How does Gadeskos pronounce his name, Bill?
Gadesco.
Gadesco. Folks, it's spelled G-I-D-U-S-K-O. G-I-D-U-S-K-O.com. This is a great website. And it does have a whole bunch of links to great video and audio and photographs. So you want to add that to your favorites. This is really great. And then let me ask you this, because this is crucial to the survival of information for us, Phil. Is there somebody out there connected to you or other Liberty crew members who is a real talent, a really great website man, system administrator, an IT guy or gal? Do you have somebody that's really good at keeping your websites up?
That is Dave Gahari.
Okay. All right, because I found in my Patriot work that, you know, having someone who's really good at keeping the websites up, that's a critical person.
It is, and since John Gadesco passed on, I believe his son is keeping that website going. Thank God for that. Blessing for that. And, you know, he's a patriot. His dad was a super, super patriot. And, you know, if he would have made that last cruise, he'd have been killed because his General Porter station was two decks below when the torpedo hit. So he wouldn't have had a chance. I'm just so glad he wasn't on that last cruise. What a great man. But I did want to say one other thing that I was reminded about. There was one Israeli pilot, and this is not totally confirmed, but scuttlebutt has been that he refused to attack Liberty because it was flying an American flag. They ordered him to hit the Liberty anyway. He refused. They told him to return to base, and immediately took him into custody. Whatever happened to him, I don't know. He still might be in jail. Who knows? Or dead. But, I thought that was something that was important to say, that at least one of those guys at the courage and the heart not to murder innocent Americans on the high seas.
Yes, and now I interrupted Paul. We've only got a half an hour left in our show, folks, so I'd like to get in. We've got one caller waiting, William in Montana. William has been waiting patiently since the beginning of the show.
Can we have an update on the French election?
And of course, folks, that's someone, Steve, Marine Le Pen is someone who is ready for the truth, and I'll get a number for you, Paul, but Marine Le Pen is someone who would want to know what really happened on June 8th, 1967. And so that's, you know, our job as patriots, with folks like Geert Wilders in the Netherlands and Marine Le Pen in France and Donald Trump here, let's pound the drums to get the attention of these patriot leaders so that we can finally get the truth out to the whole of our people. Of course, the audience for this show, Phil, of course, all patriots in this audience and all of them aware of the USS Liberty, and thanks to folks like you. But Paul, go ahead and fire off a few questions you might have to Phil Turney.
Yes. Is your book still selling about the Liberty?
Which book?
The first book, the one that we were talking about at the beginning of the show.
What I Saw That Day. Well, let me put a point on the question, Paul. I notice I have not read Erasing the Liberty, and I don't see it on Amazon, Phil. Am I missing something?
No, you're not. Because this is a limited edition, and we knew we were going to have more information, people coming out of the woodwork, and we didn't want to put it on Amazon until we got all the information we could get. And the revised book will be on Amazon, and it'll be on websites. It'll be all over the place.
It'll okay, be, that's course, beautiful.
But we did put it on Amazon for a reason, because this okay. is a limited, and we want to get these books taken care of and sold and have patriots, you know, of course, donate. But yeah, we will be on Amazon. In fact, we just went to print. It'll go to print, see, Tuesday morning, the new book. And what it's just a revised book. More survivors and the information that we had found out since that has never been told before. And pictures in the book that haven't been seen before. Now, in this limited edition, we have color pictures in there which haven't been seen before, and it's just a well thought out, put together book, and it's not going to be a whole lot different from the new book. It's just different inputs of information that come forward, and that we thought that we needed to get in the book. And we'll do that. We will continue to do that as long as we can.
Okay, very good on that. Let's do this, Paul, with your permission. Let's. William's been waiting. William in Montana has been waiting patiently. Is it okay if we
yes, go to yes,
William in Montana, you're on the air.
Hi, James, Paul, and George, and Phil. I appreciate your presentation today. I've been watching a live feed from the French Interior Ministry. They use a very sophisticated computer program. This isn't like exit polls or anything like that. It's actually real data. And I've been watching Le Pen and Macron switch places, being in first. Le Pen was
ooh,
one
this
time,
is exciting.
Oh. One time was 1.5 points ahead of Macron, and she now is like about 0.4 of a point behind. That's very encouraging.
What are the actual numbers? The percentages.
The actual numbers was 23.4 to 23.8, and that was with now Marcon is ahead by 0.4 of a point, but she has been ahead in the last hour and a half. I've been watching it. She's been ahead for 25 minutes of that hour that I've been watching. So it's very close, within like a half a point, and she's taking he's taking a lot of votes in the city. Like I said, this isn't just an exit poll. This is official data from the French Interior Ministry, and these are actual votes. But they also have a sophisticated computer program that they use, and it over the last 8-9 years, it's never been more than 1% wrong. So they use it as a very... Yes.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Pardon me.
So anyway, she has been ahead for, about half the time, and she pulled ahead. At one time, he was about 1.5 points ahead, and François Fillon, he admitted his defeat. And he's throwing his weight behind. He was third, and he was throwing his weight behind Marcon.
My gosh, what a traitor. What a traitor. But of course,
definitely a traitor, but the amazing thing is Le Pen is really, This wasn't predicted. She's right up there, and I think before the end, she's going to come out number one. Because, I mean, it's just like, you know, right now it's like 0.3 of a point behind Marcon.
This is exciting. And now, and of course, this will be pretty much most of what we talk about tomorrow night from 9 to 10 p.m., folks, on the Trump phenomenon. We'll also have reverberations from this show, from this interview. And I'd like you, you know, William, there in Montana, I know you are, you've followed Phil Turney over the years, and here's your chance. Have you ever talked to Phil before live?
I haven't, but I've read his book, and I just ordered Racing Liberty. And so I admire him. This is the tip of the iceberg. And if we can get this story out, many other stories will fall in place, as George so perceptively said. You know, this isn't the only attack on America. And if we get this out, this is why, you know, and I was very happy to hear that the disinformation that Wikipedia is got out there. I mean, this is an egregious disinformation.
Friendly fire.
Outrageous. And I've got like 60 Wikipedia citations that are equally outrageous. And it's become basically a propaganda arm, you know, rewriting history. And that has to be exposed, because this is, you know, so bad. I can't believe it. And this is only one of about 60 that I have on file. Equally egregious disinformation that they have been putting out in the last year. It really has gotten bad in the last year and a half.
Well, now let me put something out there to Phil Turney. Phil, what if you you may not be you know, like a real expert in the web, but what if Dave Kahari, who is, what if he makes a submission to Wikipedia from Phil Turney? Now, how can Wikipedia censor this? A submission by Phil Turney, crew member. Wow.
I can tell you how they do it, and they've been doing it with a vengeance in the last 6 months. What they do is they go in and they take articles. Originally, it was designed to be the people's encyclopedia where everyone...
What they do is
they say that people have raised objections, and unless they get new information that counter these objections, they're putting this article in a special category, and if they don't get reliable information, and you know what reliable information means, if they don't get reliable information, then they change it or they delete it. And it's not only what they change, it's what the many things that have been deleted, erased down the memory hole. And this is a very concentrated program, and it's very sophisticated, and it's basically rewriting history.
Yes, but here's what I propose, Bill. I propose, put this out to Dave Kahari. He may not be aware either that your story on Wikipedia has been completely scrubbed. If Kahari could put it out there, a submission from a crew member and others, maybe other crew members, and also, you know, with citations like the John Crutzen article on the front page of the Chicago Tribune, there's no way they can call that, you know, a non-substantial news source. It would be wonderful, because Wikipedia is so influential, it'd be wonderful if your story, if you could ask Dave Kahari to make a shot at getting the truth onto Wikipedia. And the rest of us out here who, you know, are Wikipedia editors, if we can help, get this. This would be a perfect test case where we can get the truth about an absolutely documented event, get it onto Wikipedia. And by the way, William, if this fails, if we fail in our effort, this will be a perfect documentation and proof that Wikipedia has gone totally stinking corrupt. So this is very interesting. But Phil, go ahead, give us a comment on some of this, Phil.
Well, I've been listening intensely, and I agree totally with what you guys are talking about. And, of course, it is so important to get the word out. And made such a good point about Wikipedia. I'll get Dave working on that. And I did not know what they had done with that. Maybe Dave did, I don't know. But, you know, it's just... conclusive evidence that, why, like I say, that's why I named my book "Erasing the Liberty." They're doing that to change history. And earlier in the show, a comment was made about the newspapers being bought out by Jews, Zionists, and who controls all the networks. They put on there what they want you to hear, not what is truth. You know, like on Republican.
Philip, I've got a real winner for you in our last segment coming up. We just have a few minutes left. They don't even have an article on you in Wikipedia, Phil. We can fix that right away. We'll talk about it right after this break, folks. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is
and I want to end the show with a... With,
Jamie, I just have a very quick piece of information. I just saw it on the internet. It's It came out as 221, so it's about half an hour old. Marine Le Pen, 25.2%. She's in the lead. Macron, 21.1%. Fillon at 20, and they declined from there. She's ahead to this almost 4 percentage points. Wow.
Oh, man. Okay, that is beautiful news. And I want to end with something. This is so important. I want to just make sure I blurt it out here because, folks, here is an opportunity right in front of us. We know that Wikipedia is getting worse and worse. It's getting really rotten, really controlled by the left at the top. And this is very organized, as William is correctly pointing out. This is a classic case. We can really go to town on this one. Phil, I'm looking up everything that Wikipedia has on your ship. It's just about nothing. They call the attack on June 8th a friendly fire incident. They have almost nothing at all about the attack. Very, very, and here's all they say. They say it's the incident, get this, Phil, the incident has become a subject of controversy and debate with many books written on the topic. Phil, a high school student today who wants to know about your ship and what happened to you, that's the kind of baloney they're going to get on Wikipedia. We can fix this. Here's the thing. If Dave Kahari and others will start, we need an article on Phil Turney. How can they lie about you, Phil? This will be an article about you. We need articles on other crew members. How about an article on James Ennis? And how about an article that mentions, you know, your books, James Ennis's book? Bryce Lockwood. There, it's as if you guys don't exist on Wikipedia. Now we can fix this. Now here's the beauty of it. If Wikipedia wants to play hardball with us and keep all of you guys off of Wikipedia, although you're trying to get on there, guess what? We've thereby exposed Wikipedia. Because your story is such a huge story. It's one thing for them to write lies about Kelso or something that's unimportant like that. But to write lies about the USS Liberty, this is big. And to censor you guys, yeah, go ahead.
One of the things that's happened in the last 4 or 5, 6 months is that now Wikipedia, it used to be anyone could go in and make corrections. But now Wikipedia has assigned guardians to make sure that if someone tries to question their new take on things, the guardian has a right to nix the revision in minutes.
Okay. But here's the point I'm making.
Telling you, be ready to document this.
Yes, but here's the thing, folks. This can become, and I'll tell you what, we're going to enlist the American Freedom Party in doing this. We'll get some big heavyweight writers, people like Kevin McDonald and Tom Sunick. We're going to get some heavyweights here pointing out that Wikipedia has sent the USS Liberty into the memory hole. This is a big story, and it's going to embarrass the heck out of Wikipedia. And what I'm saying, Paul, you understand how the point I'm making here. There's nothing so clear cut as the USS Liberty attack, and you know the lies that they say about all of us. You know, lesser figures. Not you, Paul. You're not a lesser figure. But that, you know, what can you do? What can you do? You know, you can't defend yourself. But we're just asking, take the USS Liberty out of the memory hole, Bill. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a great, great thing that to do, and we'll try to get it done. And, you know, again, I know you're short on time, but I want to thank all of you for having me on Real News, Real Talk, Real People, only on RBN. My best to John Stadtmiller, all the listeners, and all the people who work for John, and I wish you all much success. And I expressly give my great gratitude to all of you for giving me this wonderful opportunity to talk to you and let's get this movie done and let's sell some books, Jess, because that's the only way we can do it.
Well, Phil, make sure you give your phone number to the engineer. I'll watch for it. I'll be calling you. We will be so honored to have you come back onto our show as many times as possible.
I'll be glad to do that, and I'll hang on for the port operator and get my number.
All right.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.